Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Bridget Nichols. This is a part of our Puerto Sheen Area Chamber of Commerce Monday morning sponsored interviews. And of course, Bridget, you are a Edward Jones financial advisor type person. I guess let's start there. What is exactly your role and how do you help folks in your day to day?
Sure. So yeah, like Cody said, my name is Bridget Nichols, and I am a financial advisor with Edward Jones. I've been with Edward Jones for 5 years, actually. I started out as a branch office administrator and decided that I really liked Edward Jones and wanted to pursue becoming a financial advisor. So I became an advisor last October. And what that allows me to do is just work with clients, just preparing for different stages of life, whether it be getting education funding for children or grandchildren, preparing for retirement, protection, or living in retirement. So basically any stage of life that you're at, I can help you make financial decisions based on that.
And then as far as your day-to-day, are people calling in and kind of setting up appointments, and then kind of you're giving them, you know, the whole spiel, or are you kind of cold calling and reaching out to people?
A little bit of both, I'd say. You know, there's people that are already established clients that I help them building their portfolios and making sure they're invested properly for them. And then also just trying to reach out to new clients and or new people to become clients. So yeah, just a little bit of both, I guess. And that's why I'm trying to do some seminars and help people to know better what I can do for them.
Yeah. And you mentioned seminars. You actually have a seminar coming up here very soon that folks can be a part of.
Yeah. Yep. So this winter. So I've done actually two seminars this year. The first one was estate planning, which I think people really enjoyed because a lot of people put that sort of thing off and don't like talking about it, but mm-hmm. It's important. So I did a seminar on that, and I wanted to expand on that a little bit more. So the seminar that I'm doing now is called Key Life Decisions, Are You Prepared? So basically what it is me teaming up with three other business professionals in town, and we're going to give presentations, and I think it'll be really beneficial. So I can get into the details and tell you who's coming, if that's okay.
Yeah.
The first part of the seminar is going to be me doing a presentation called Rules of the Road, which just kind of goes over Edward Jones' investment philosophy, which focuses on diversifying in quality investments for the long term. And then for the second part of it is going to be estate planning, and presenting that's Amanda Tisdale. She's an attorney at Tisdale Law Offices here in Prairie. And then our third presenter doing understanding taxes is Kathy Musklowski. She's a chartered tax professional at Shamrock Bookkeeping and Business Services, also here in Prairie. And the last part's going to be how to prepare, and that's presented by Ryan Garrity, who's a funeral director at Garrity Funeral Home here in town too.
Awesome. So yeah. A couple different checkpoints throughout the process,
yep, exactly.
That folks will be able to kind of help you out with.
Yeah, exactly. Just getting, because, you know, your goals down the road isn't just financial. It's all the pieces that connect together. So hopefully this will tie everything together and people can get some answers. And we'll all be, you know, do a Q&A at the end too, so people can ask a little more detailed questions after the presentation.
Do you hear that a lot, that, you know, folks get to a certain age and they're like, well, I haven't done any financial planning yet, so I'm already behind the ball. I might as well not start. That's not the right way to look at it, right? You can start whenever and still make an impact.
Yeah, anything is, anytime, anything is better than nothing. I mean, there's people that start really young and they can't do large amounts, but it's going to add up, you know, down the road. And then people that are hitting certain life stages where they're like, oh no, I, like you said, didn't save up enough yet. It's never a bad time to start investing. There's just different options of how to invest. So there's something for everybody out there.
So you mentioned you've been in the financial world kind of with Edward Jones the last 5 years or so. What have you seen as the biggest kind of changes in that, in your line of work here over the last 5 years?
So some of the changes recently that I've seen market specific are, you know, with the tariffs, a lot of uncertainty. So we try to get reports out to people on that, you know, those different topics that come up. And then as far as, you know, Edward Jones specifically, we're always, you know, improving our technology. So there's so many great software programs that we're utilizing that can actually tell you, you give us the information, we plug it in, it'll tell you how, you know, probable you are to succeed in retirement with the money that you're saving now. So just in general, there's always ways that they're looking to improve how we're reaching clients, and, you know, through those software changes and stuff like that.
And that's got to give you confidence as well as a financial advisor to not be like, well, I'm, you know, somebody walks out the door and you go, I hope my math was all correct when I was figuring this out. And I hope, you know, everything works out. You can kind of game plan for, hey, if this happens or if this happens, right, here's all these different avenues we can go down and kind of tell you where you're at.
Yep, exactly. And that's why it's so nice to have the overall picture, because you're not, you know, it's not just one thing here or there. It's everything all together combined into these different programs. And so, yeah, it's very nice. Gives a really good overview of your financial picture. So
if folks are interested in what we've talked about here so far today, where can they reach out to you? How can they kind of learn more information?
Sure. So as far as the seminar itself, I didn't mention the date, but it's Wednesday, December 10th at 5:30. That's going to be out at the Country Club. Going to be serving hors d'oeuvres and refreshments. And both for the seminar and just to contact me in general, my phone number is 608-326-0667. And if email is more your thing, you can always email me too. It's Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T, dot Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, at edwardjones.com. And I just ask if you want to RSVP to the event. I'm trying to cut it off the end of November. So just try to contact me before then. One other event that I'm going to be a part of is the Living Well Wellness Fair that they're hosting out at Crossing Rivers. That is on Saturday, December 6th, and I believe that goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So I'll have a booth set up there so you can just stop by, say hi, and I'll also have some information there for you to pick up as well.
Awesome. Bridget, we appreciate you stopping by here this morning. Folks, check her out if you're looking to save for the future, and you'll be able to help them out.
All right. Thanks so much, Cody.